Glossary.
Defilements.
Usually spoken of under the subheadings of greed, aversion, and delusion. These are what taint or cloud the mind incessantly, making it impure and unable to see things as they are. Examples of defilements are desire, fear, anger, sadness, or ignorance of truth.
Dhamma practice.
Both formal meditation and practice in daily life in conjunction with Buddhist teachings in order to gain wisdom, see things as they are, and thus liberate from suffering.
Fabrication.
Sankhara or mental formations. In this translation, fabrication is usually referring to unnoticed defilements coming in and creating our deluded sense of who we are and our make-believe situation. In some cases, the meaning of fabrication is merely illusions created by thought.
Khandhas or aggregates.
These are the five groupings that comprise the body and mind: form, feelings, memory, mental formations, and consciousness. Regular non-enlightened human beings are deluded in believing that they are these khandhas and have not realized the truth that there is no self.
Mind.
Mind is used in two main ways to be deciphered by context. Number one, the most common usage is in the term body and mind, or in phrases such as, we must be mindful in this body and this mind, where body represents the first khandha, rupa, and mind is an inclusive term for the last four of the five khandhas, nama, in which all mental phenomena can be grouped, feelings, memory, mental formations, and consciousness. Number two, the second most common usage is the mind as that which watches, is aware, or knows. It is an easy way to denote the fifth khandha, consciousness, as to not make it seem too abstract of a concept, and to avoid confusion between it and the pure consciousness that is spoken of in New Age spiritual books. The mind that Luangpa Bramot speaks of here is the bare consciousness that is a rudimentary awareness allowing the experience of phenomenon to occur. It arises and falls along with each phenomenon. As an example of this usage, Luangpa often says, the body stands, walks, sits, and lies down, and the mind is the watcher.
Mindfulness.
Awareness of physical or mental phenomena, more specifically, awareness of what the body is doing in real time, or recognizing what mental phenomena or behaviors have just arisen. Genuine mindfulness arises automatically as a result of the practitioner's ability to be aware of the body and to recognize mental phenomena when they arise.
Nibbana.
Nirvana, enlightenment, the end of suffering, the eradication of the defilements.
Phenomena.
Mental and physical phenomena. Physical phenomena include bodily movements, breathing, bodily positions, standing, sitting, lying down, and the like. Mental phenomena are primarily mental states, such as that of thinking, restlessness, or curiosity, emotions, and feelings, but primarily called phenomena in this book, as in their true nature, such states last only momentarily.
Wisdom.
True wisdom in Buddhism is not intellectual knowledge, but comes from seeing the truth of how things really are through direct experience. It implies seeing at least one of the three characteristics of body and mind. Things are impermanent, always changing, unsatisfactory, they don't persist, and they are non-self, not under control. This will be explained in detail in the text.